My name is Aviva Fialco, and I work for WildSight Revelstoke. So we're on Red Devil Hill on Airport Way, which is a very popular Western Painted Turtle nesting site. And so it's close to the water on the west side.
A cement barrier runs along the top of Red Devil Hill before it goes down towards the river.
We're walking on the shoulder of the road, and it's kind of a busy, curvy road.
Yeah, it's very busy, definitely a high traffic area, lots of cars frequently going up and down, tons of people either, you know, who live in Arrow Heights or on their way to recreate at Sunnyside and Mount Cartier. So we are looking for Western Painted Turtles. I saw two a few minutes ago. They are nesting in this area, and I haven't seen any eggs yet myself, but it is likely that they've laid them already or will be laying their eggs in the next few days, but we don't want to disturb the site. So, oh, there's one right there, actually. There's a turtle.
We see a turtle. Her belly's burrowed in a dusty dirt nest. Her feet are tucked into her shell, and she's pulling in her head, too. An orange rim lines the outer edge of her shell.
Lovely lady here. We can see the Western Painted Turtle. So on the top, they have a green solid shell, and then their body and then their stomach have some beautiful orange and yellow on them. And we're not going to pick her up, but if you can see her stomach, they have a really cool pattern called a plastron, and each plastron is unique for each turtle, and so it's a really good way of identifying them. But because she's in the process of potentially laying eggs and nesting, we don't want to disturb her. We're just gonna let her do her thing.
Yeah, she's kind of tucking her feet in. I feel a little bit like I'm invading her privacy.
To the west of Red Devil Hill, we have, you know, the Airport Marsh and Cartier Bay area in the drawdown zone. And this is a really popular area for Western Painted Turtles, and they do overwinter in it. It is a pretty unique ecosystem, and Western Painted Turtles are a species at risk. They're listed under Schedule 1 of the Federal Species at Risk Act. That's why we really want people to go out and about and start counting them when they see them, and noting different nest sites, because we're trying to get a better idea of the population size. They're reptiles, but yeah, they are very funny, and they actually move very fast. And so there's been a few times where I've come up behind them when they've been on the road to encourage them to cross, and they do move very quick. Like, people say, you know, turtles are really slow, but if you actually see one on the move, they're pretty speedy. And their eggs are very fragile, so that's why we are not wanting people to walk on the gravelly side of Red Devil Hill, because you don't want to disturb the nests, since the eggs are so delicate. It's because the turtles have such strong site fidelity. They want to keep coming back to this same spot, even though it's really not ideal habitat. Like, you have the road right there and then a steep embankment, and it just doesn't seem very nice. If I was a turtle, I'd kind of prefer somewhere more chill, but to each their own.
But I mean, I guess it's, they probably were laying their eggs there before the road was built, so.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, and that's why you got to admire their stubbornness. They really seem to like this spot, and they were laying their eggs here before the roads were built. And that is why, you know, we really look to organizations like the Ministry of Transportation and others to help play a role in helping these species, because roads are a big impact on a lot of wildlife here, because roads fragment their habitat. And so for a species like the Western Painted Turtle or like the Western Toad, when they're migrating from upland forested habitat down into wetlands and you have a road in the middle, the chances of them dying due to road mortalities are significantly higher.
Where should people be looking out for toads?
For toads, I would say the 4-kilometer stretch from Airport Way and like Catherwood Road down to the Cartier Recreation Site. And then for the turtles, Red Devil Hill, Arrow Heights sort of area.
Like, how do you document the squished toads?
So I have been using an app called Gaia GPS.
And she uses an app to record the toads they see in a night.
Whether or not they're male or female and their direction of travel.
She records a D for the dead ones she finds. She used the data to trace out a pink line on the map in her phone.
So this stretch here is this like pink line here. That's where the toads have been migrating.
They had hundreds of observations of toads throughout the season. Aviva trains volunteers to go out and gather data. They've been going out on 2-hour toad watch shifts since April. There have been 70 watches.
The end goal is to inform the future installation of a little wildlife underpass. So if we know the really high mortality spots, and we've been documenting evidence for a number of years, we can then give that information over to the Ministry of Transportation for when they need to redo the road, because it is a very expensive project to undertake, and they've indicated that it's likely that it wouldn't happen until the road needs to be redone. There's been really slow nights on Toad Watch on the really cold nights, hardly any are moving, but then when it's too hot, it's also kind of the same case. So, and the nights when it's rained, it's been a really amazing show of Revelstoke's biodiversity. We've seen snakes and salamanders and birds and frogs and slugs and snails. Everything kind of comes out along Airport Way, so it's not...
For Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.